Welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast on containers, storage, backup, and compliance. I'm Anthony Adshead. I'm storage editor with Computer Weekly. And today I have with me Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. Hi, Mathieu.
Hi, Anthony.
So today, Mathieu, we're going to talk about containers and the potential problems posed to storage, backup, and compliance. So the first question I've got for you is, what threats to legal and regulatory compliance do storage and backup for containers pose? Over to you.
So first of all, let's have a look at a container and what it is. So a container is an application including all of its dependencies, the binaries, the libraries, and the configuration files that are needed to run it. All of this put together in one single package that can be moved in its entirety from one computing environment to another, including the cloud. So as you can see, there are definite advantages in doing that, and that you can use different types of containers for different types of data, for instance, financial data, data pertaining to credit card holder information or protected health information. The challenge, though, with all of this is that you're essentially creating mini data spaces, and keeping track of where those data spaces are is paramount, because otherwise you're actually defeating the purpose of isolating data per type, matching your data classification, for instance, which is something that you should be doing. But in the end, you end up with a much more complex environment. And what was interesting is that at RSA in San Francisco this year, there was a lot of talk about containers, talk about the difference between containers and virtualization, as well as the similarities, because essentially it could be seen as the same thing, except the virtualization is a whole machine, whereas the container is a data space. But at the end of the day, we see a lot of talk about the dangers on that. And the dangers are really making sure that you keep track of where your data is located, and you can actually apply the right backups and the right compliance frameworks to secure that data.
Thanks, Mathieu. So the follow-on question from that is, what are the implications of these threats for storage and backup in particular? Over to you.
I mean, the main threat is a regulatory threat, I would say, in terms of being able to demonstrate to regulators that you are in control of those containers and you are in control of the data. You know where the data is being moved. You have a reason for moving the data. You keep the data location and totally accurate at all times. Think of GDPR and the basic requirements of GDPR. You need to keep the data accurate, secure at all times. And in order to do that, you need to know where it is. So you need to invest in technology that allows you to manage the containers and to map out those containers at all times, so that if something goes wrong, you can isolate the data or you can back it up and rebuild it. But at no stage do you lose control of the data. And the way to do that is through training and policies. There are some new technologies out there around a container management, specifically in the cloud. And in fact, the Cloud Security Alliance has published some very good papers around that. Looking at, you know, what is a data container and what are the security implications? How do I secure it? How do I keep track of it? So this is kind of new. It's an area that I would highly recommend you watch. And there's going to be some new publications expected from NIST and from other frameworks around container management and container security. And I think we need to be aware of that, and we need to put that in the overall security strategy for data compliance and storage.
Excellent. Thanks, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast. For more information on storage and backup and related issues such as compliance, please go to computerweekly.com.